Albany County Executive Dan McCoy has presented his 2019 budget proposal. McCoy told those gathered in the Cahill Room at the County Office Building Wednesday that his spending plan is an example of his efforts to make Albany County a more affordable place to live, work, and raise a family. The Democrat added he is proud that this is the sixth consecutive year that he's held the line on tax increases.
We will not be raising taxes again, so I'd like to say that. Our budget's going to be roughly $711 million.
McCoy says for an average homeowner with a $150,000 home, the county tax rate slightly decreases. McCoy says the budget also does not dip into any general fund reserves, which will have more than doubled from $30.6 million in 2011 to over $60 million in 2019.
Our fund balance has doubled since I've been in office. It's at over $60 million as we stand today. I have not touched the fund balance in 7 years. I live like we don't have it. But again, being fiscally sound in doing things that make our budget work, that has had the opportunity to grow. And for the legislatures that were here in 2008, 2009, when we ran into difficult times because of the recession, our fund balance went down to nothing. So I do take a lot of pride in that, and it's something that has worked for us, because for the third consecutive year, the Albany County has improved its rating in the state controller's report on fiscal stress, basically saying we have no fiscal stress.
The Democrat says the Albany County Land Bank will receive an additional $250,000, bringing the total funding it has received from the county over the last 6 years to $2.25 million, and the total assessed value of tax-foreclosed real property to $17.6 million since the land bank was created. McCoy is pressing on in his efforts to revitalize the Albany County nursing home.
This year's budget for the nursing home is $2.1 million. 2.1.
McCoy says it won't be long before constituents are calling their legislators, asking them to get me in the facility. Republican legislator Richard Mendick says it's fortunate to see sales tax revenues and reimbursements from the state.
Very pleased to see that, again, we have a zero increase budget. As we do every year, we'll take another look at it just to make sure there aren't other areas that we can cut.
Mendick says he and fellow legislators are ready to examine the budget in detail. The democratically controlled county legislature must accept or amend McCoy's budget by mid-December. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.